What's going on, guys? Welcome back to This, That, and Those. I lied to you guys and I apologize. I said I was going to do an episode this weekend and I didn't. It's Monday and now I'm recording one and it's 7 o'clock, 7:45 actually. I feel like I'm going to throw up, but I'm going to keep it down, hopefully, and we're going to do this damn podcast, okay? The good news is that the super volcano of Yellowstone still hasn't gone off, so we're all still here. We're all still breathing in. Take a deep breath. What's going on, people? What's up, ladies, germs? How's everybody doing? Good? Good. All right. Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking about the super volcano again. Dude, that thing is so scary. You know, we're basically, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Yellowstone National Park is a super volcano. And what that means is if it blows, there's going to be like 7,000 people left, tops. Maybe 10,000, I don't know. Either way, that's scary shit. They said it goes off every 80 to 100,000 years. It goes off, and it's been 80,000 years since the last time it went off. And I don't think they really have any kind of way of knowing when it's going to go off. I don't think we're going to get like a huge notice. And even if we did get a huge notice, unless Elon Musk, shit, man, I really don't feel good. Unless Elon Musk is putting people on Mars, We're Foxville. Foxville population, you and me. But the good thing about being in a cult is if we die, we die together. And we all float on through infinity together. So that's cool. So if you're listening, welcome to our cult. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the cult. Okay? But yeah, They said the last time it went off, it left like, I think it was 7,000 people or 4,000 people. Scary shit, dude. You know what else is fucking weird? Think about like, okay, so that's 70,000 or 80,000 years ago, whatever. That's a long time, right? Think about 500 years ago. 500 years ago. Dude, it was just Native Americans here. And like some, I mean, European like settlers or whatever. Not settlers, but explorers. I'm sure they touched down, you know. But like 500 years ago, 200 years ago. What the fuck's going to be in 500 years from now? I think at that point, we're just going to be basically, there's just going to be a chip that you put in your body and you just live forever. They actually think, I don't know, this is getting off to a weird start, but whatever. They think that in our lifetime, we're going to see the first person live to be 200. Obviously not like older people, but the younger folks, they think that we're going to see the first person be 200 years old. That's fucking wild. Oh, yeah, so this is one of the things I wanted to talk about. Fuck, I can't stop yawning. I think it's because I'm dying and I'm trying not to throw up. Did you guys see that Miss America eliminated the swimsuit competition and it won't judge contestants on physical appearance? Hey, I don't know how your ratings were doing before, But they must have been really good if you don't want people to watch. Dude, Miss America eliminated the swimsuit competition. Basically, what that means, if you don't get it yet, is that these, you know, those hot chicks that wear swimsuits and they represent every state? Yeah, they're going to go off of their intelligence now. Or maybe it'll be like a talent show, you know? Maybe Miss Tennessee will get out there and start swallowing golf balls or something. What's your talent? Check this out. Miss California, she's like, what's your talent? I am going to make a vegan meatloaf. Ohio, she's like, I'm a baton swallower. That's what that means, okay? There's, like, you know what would actually be a great idea, though? Make it into a reality show. Make it into a reality show and, like, Dancing with the Stars, right? You know how those guys get up there and they learn it on the spot? Have them learn a talent on the spot. That's the move, Miss America fucking show. Have them learn a talent on the spot, like juggling. Dude, it would be a disaster. It would be a disaster. I think that's the only way to save this show. No more swimsuit competition. What about for the girls that their whole life, they just were banking on being a hot chick? I mean, I'm sure they could go, like, hang out with Dan Bilzerian or something, but, like, what about the girls that wanted to be Miss America based on looks? Now you sick sons of bitches, you guys are going to deprive that girl of her dreams? Now she's going to be on the backstage casting couch because Miss America eliminated the swimsuit competition. This poor girl is going to get into porn. And I can't have that, okay? I can't. Could you imagine if the Victoria's Secret, like the bra and panty show, what is it? I don't know what the hell is it. The Angel show, one of those. If they're just like, yeah, we're not going to wear bras and panties anymore. No dudes just watch that. Just see it, like, pretty girls walk around and answer questions. Oh, dude, speaking of answering questions, there was a Celebrity Family Feud on. I highly recommend it. It was Kanye and, like, the quote-unquote West family. So it was, like, him, Kim, and some of his cousins or something versus the Kardashian family. That show was fun. And I've never seen Kanye look that happy in my entire life. He lost, and they were like, yeah, we're actually going to let him do the competition because he was so excited. He was so excited. And he did, dude. He fucking owned. He did great. Congratulations, Kanye. How did we get on this? I wanted to talk about Colby Covington. I don't know how I got on the swimsuit thing. Anyway. So Colby Covington, like, recently was going after Joe Rogan saying he would, like, slap him or something. And originally I got, like, upset about it because, you know, I'm Joe Rogan, hashtag Joe Rogan dick rider. Look, you guys are a part of my cult. I'm part of his cult. This is a subcult of Joe Rogan. So it's just trust me. You're in good hands, okay? But him going after Rogan, that was so smart for his career, right? Rogan is, as far as the UFC is concerned, this isn't me being pro Joe Rogan. This is just the facts of it. As far as the UFC is concerned, from the fighters going after him, saying he's going to do all this, Joe Rogan's untouchable. So he doesn't have to back up any of these threats. You can't touch him, you know? If he touches him, the UFC is going to cut Covington before they cut Rogan. I mean, come on. He's untouchable as far as the UFC goes. So he can say anything he wants, but you can't do it. You can't do anything. When you're up there, you can say shit to them, whatever. But you can't touch them, so you're not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get any kind of fine, nothing like that. But if you talk about wanting to slap Joe Rogan, everybody in the UFC, as far as fans, all eyes are on you, right? That'd be like a football player talking about, I was going to say, saying he wants to smack Joe Madden, but I want to smack Joe Madden. Or, who's the, Gruden, talking about if somebody wanted to smack John Gruden, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. I can't stand those two guys. John Madden, or whatever. Yeah, did I say Joe Madden? John Madden and John Gruden. Dude, those guys are awful. John Madden, okay? I don't want to hear him talk. I don't want to hear him commentate. I don't want to hear him talk. John Madden and John Gruden are the Stan Van Gundy of the NFL. The worst of the worst is what I'm trying to say. And who's the other dude that goes with Stan Van Gundy? Mark Jackson? Oh, my God. That dude, he is worthless as far as commentating goes. As far as long as, like, all four of those guys I just mentioned, they're all just awful, awful, awful. I can't stand any of those guys. John Madden always sounds like he's confused. John Madden's voice is like Ty Lue's face, just confusion. They don't know what they're talking about. And then John Gruden, I just don't like his voice, okay? I don't like the way he talks. And then Stan Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, they're just annoying. They're like flies. And you just want to like mute the TV, but then you can't hear like the crowd and everything. It's annoying. How do I get on these things? Dude, I had ADD so bad I was meditating today. Me and Jenna were meditating, and she thought I was snoring, but I was just so, like, I wasn't asleep. I heard myself snoring out loud, but I wasn't asleep. I was meditating, but I was thinking about bears attacking me. She's like, JT, why are you sleeping? I'm like, I'm not sleeping. I'm just in the zone. I don't know, man. Oh, how about this? These two gay guys were going to get married, and they wanted to get a cake made, obviously. And the baker refused to make them a cake, and because they were gay dudes and not like traditional wedding. And then they sued the baker, and the court sided with the baker. Look, obviously, don't be a cunt and not let gay guys get a cake. Because, look, first off, cake is, I think, one of the most overrated foods, in my opinion. So if these gay dudes want to pay you to make this overrated cake, take their money and make them a cake. Dude, if gay dudes were going to pay me to make a cake, I'll make them a cake in the shape of a dick. But here's my issue, is that people are making a big deal about this. I think the baker is allowed to refuse to make a cake if they want to refuse to make a cake. Look, the bakers are the people that are missing out on money. Why would you want somebody that doesn't want to make you a cake in the first place make you a cake? I wouldn't want to go to Subway if the people didn't want to make me I was going to say a foot long, but we all know those aren't foot long sandwiches. Liars. And also, Subway, when did a $5 footlong become like $6.77? The fuck is that shit, okay? And stop saying eat fresh or whatever your slogan is, because there's nothing healthy about Subway, okay? Unless you're getting a salad, nothing about Subway is healthy. When has it ever been healthy to eat 10 inches of bread? You know? But back to the cake story. Look, if they don't want to make you a cake, that's they can say that they don't want to make you a cake. Take your money and give it to somebody that will appreciate your money and wants to make you a fucking cake. It's not that big of a deal. Like I said, it's an overrated food anyway. In my opinion, homemade cakes are way better than the store-bought ones anyway. Wedding cake, I think that shit tastes gross. Ice cream cake, if you cut off the vanilla, then we could talk. But actually, we need to talk more about cake. Why do you get cake to celebrate things when it's not that tasty? I would much rather have, like, what would I rather have? I can think of a lot of things. I'd rather have peanut M&Ms than a cake. Maybe Twizzlers with a pop, and then you bite off the two ends, make it a Twizzler straw. Delicious. Or how about this? Go to Taco Bell and get 100 orders of those Cinnabon Delights. There you go. You just made everybody more happy than if you would have brought that shitty cake. Or Cinnabon. Dude, we should be eating Cinnabon for dessert all the time. Except, can I go to Cinnabon and just order like 3 middles? I don't want the crusty outside part. I just want the middles. I'm on a diet, kind of-ish. And anytime I see a Cinnabon as an option, or like a cinnamon bun, dude, that's underrated.
Oh, fuck.
Cinnabon is underrated. I don't care how much you like Cinnabon, it's still underrated because it's delicious. It's delicious dough. It's sweet. Oh, it's got that cinnamon. Oh, and then the icing. Are you kidding me? Dog, are you kidding me? That is the perfect dessert. It's hot. It's gooey. Oh, man. If somebody put a cake in my face and then a Cinnabon, I would just flip the cake over so that no one could eat it. I would flip the cake over and then just eat the Cinnabon and watch and just look at everybody. Like, what the fuck were you thinking, bringing me that cake? Yeah, I really feel like I'm going to throw up. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. Shit. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the end of this podcast. We might have to pause. I really think I might throw up. Maybe we'll pause and then I'll come back. All right, we're back. Did I throw up? Might have. Here's what happened. I drink. I used to do MCT oil religiously, as I was used to it. What I did today was I did 2 tablespoons in my coffee, which I had 3 cups of coffee today too, so that's obviously not a good idea. But what happens with MCT oil, this is 100% my fault. You need to start with like half a teaspoon, and like I just told you, I did 2 tablespoons, and this is the first time I took straight MCT oil, because I've been doing like the grass-fed butter in my coffee, but man, I just couldn't hold it down, little bitch, hashtag bitch made. But so I don't know where I was before I yacked. We'll talk about this because Anthony Bourdain, they said he just committed suicide, but I don't think they released exactly what it was. I don't care what it was. He was one of like the rare dudes on TV that have an impact in a lot of people. You know, you can like people on TV, but he's one of those guys that you root for, I guess you could say. So him committing suicide was rough. Then they came out and said there are signs. Who knows what a sign is? I mean, That sounds stupid, but obviously you know what signs of depression are. But how do you know if somebody's being serious or not? Can you just treat everybody like it's serious? Because everybody goes through depression. I mean, that's the ideal thing to do, right? Is treat every case of depression like it's do or die, I guess. I don't know what the word, I don't know how to say it, but like, I don't know if I talked about this either, but Jamal Lewis, he's like, you think about death. I've thought about suicide. I've thought about ending it all. This Jamal Lewis, like legendary running back. He said the emptiness is inevitable, inescapable, and it's sometimes fatal. Oh, this is the article. Jamal Lewis remembers the feeling well. He said, I don't know. It's crazy to me. They said he's not doing good at all. And that's kind of heartbreaking. Cause I think, honestly, I think I have slight CTE from playing football. Just because, like, some shit, you know, I don't remember a lot of shit. You know, I have ADD. It might be ADD, though. Oh, man. I still feel like shit. That's bad. This is bad, guys. Yeah, I guess I did talk about Kanye's albums. How about, though? I expected more. I'll say it. Okay? I expected more. I don't want these seven. I'm not mad, I guess, at the seven track albums, but I was expecting more. They're not bad by any means. Oh. Not at all are they bad. But could they have been better? I think so. Shit, man. I had something else I wanted to freaking talk about. Man, we could talk about LeBron, you know? What's he gonna do? I say we could talk about it like it is, like I have friends in there here with me, but they're not. Yeah, LeBron. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? My brain is saying he's gone. My brain is saying he clocked out after game 3. But look, my brain, like I just said, my brain is saying he's gone and he's clocked out after game 3. My heart is getting set up to be broken because my heart is like, dude, LeBron's, he's staying, okay? And I'll say things to convince myself every day too, which pisses me off even more. Like, oh yeah, well, you know, he said this one is kind of up to his family too. And his family wants, you know, they want to be here, right? His family wants to be here, so I think he's gonna stay. I don't know. I really don't know what he's gonna do. It's gonna be an interesting offseason because if he stays, the Cavs have to make a fucking big move. You know. The Cavs are going to have to make a big move. I don't know what the move would be. I don't know how they can. I don't know what they can do. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think like what the Cavs could do, but nothing's coming up. I really don't know. It would suck if LeBron leaves, but he's done so much for the Cavs, or not even for just the Cavs, for Cleveland. And obviously the way he left the first time, that wasn't the right way to do it. But if he leaves this time, we don't have anything to hold against the guy, you know? He took us to 4 straight finals. He went 1 of 3 in the finals as a Cavalier. And to any other team, I guess you could be like, oh, well, I was expecting more. Dude, but for Cavs fans, what else do you expect? Like, that means so much to the Cavs fans. You know? To Cavs fans, LeBron going 1 of 3, like 1 for 1 and 3, that means that's everything to Cavs fans. So he doesn't owe us anything. Us. How bitch is it to say us when talking about sports? But for real, he doesn't owe the Cavs anything. So, I mean, what's he going to do? It's fun. I love the NBA offseason. I like the NBA offseason. Well, that's actually probably just because I like the NBA more than any other one. But I think the NBA offseason is the most fun. Fuck, dude, I can't stop yawning. I threw up. I should probably just cut this one short. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to cut this one short, guys. I feel like shit. I just felt bad because I didn't do a podcast. And this is what happens when I don't deliver on my promises to you. I get sick as shit. And I throw up, okay? I get it now. I will never, ever, 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 ever do you guys wrong again, okay? I promise. We'll get some guests. I'll get a guest on this week, I promise you. Yeah, that's... Now I said it, so I have to do it. I got to get a guest on. We're looking at Wednesday or Thursday. Maybe Friday. Until next time, y'all. Peace.